Good day, you're with Paige Estrotori on behalf of Financial Services Online, your reliable source for personal and business insurance news. Let's delve into this week's top stories from the insurance industry in Australia. At the heart of today's conversation is John Trowbridge's call to action, aimed towards the federal government last Monday. Venturing towards a systemic change, he urged lawmakers to address what he described as rampant underinsurance. This has come to be a significant issue in light of the devastating floods that swept the nation back in 2022, with homeowners underestimating their coverage and coming up short when disaster strikes. Trowbridge believes that shifting to full replacement policies won't drastically raise premiums, but would significantly bolster consumer security. He proposes regulatory reforms and rightly reminds us of the Australian market's resilience, as seen in previous adaptations like the mandatory flood coverage. Consequently, the Australian Economics Committee is currently deliberating on these fundamental changes and is expected to have comprehensive recommendations ready by September. This is all in an attempt to finally combat the rampant underinsurance problem that plagues the country. On a technological front, the majority of the insurance sector is harnessing the power of artificial intelligence. A striking 90% of insurers are either using or looking to implement AI into their operations, which includes the use of chatbots and advanced systems to expedite claim resolutions. With a whopping 90% adoption rate, AI is set to revolutionize customer service and boasts usage in 58% of claims processing and risk assessment, all aimed at improving the insurer-policyholder relationship. That said, there's room for improvement, especially in disaster response, with just 37% of insurers considering technology-driven strategies. Finally, last week, we received reports of NRMA insurance documents highlighting a surge in weather-related claims over this past summer, levels not seen since autumn of 2022. Around 85% of the almost 14,000 claims were due to storms and hail, as Australians continue to brace for harsher climates. The eastern regions are preparing for more severe weather, alarming when considering only 40% of Australians took preventive measures to protect their homes last year. A striking jump in claims was seen in New South Wales, followed by Queensland and the Australian Capital Territory, all primarily due to weather phenomena. We urge the public to remain vigilant and be prepared for potential extreme weather conditions to minimize damage and maximize safety. This has been your weekly insurance news wrap with Paige Estrotori, helping you stay informed in an unpredictable world. Make sure to visit our website, financialservicesonline.com.au, for further insightful content on personal and business insurance matters. Stay safe, stay insured, and we'll catch you next week, same time, same place, with all the necessary information you need. Thank you, and take care.